Hello.
Hi, this is Julian, Bank of Cardiff. Sorry, I just missed your call.
It's okay. All right. Move my lunch out of the way.
Busy over there.
All right. So everything totaled, it's showing on my personal is just under 107,000. And then what I'm paying out to those a month is about 200 and I mean 2,673 a month. And then is it any way possible, like the minimum that would like really help would be like 73,000.
Okay, gotcha. So what you're looking at right now, the 170K that you're paying off, that's like that's revolving interest, right? Those are like on line of credit and credit cards, correct?
Yeah.
And the 2600 or 2673 that you're paying a month, is that your like minimum payment? Or
My minimum payment might be a little bit less than that, but that's what
gotcha.
I'm sending. Some of them it's my minimum payment, and some of them I'm sending a little bit more to.
Gotcha. So for those revolving balances, you're going to be paying, like, if you continue to make the minimum or close to the minimum, you're going to be paying that, like, pretty much forever. Like,
No,
because
I
as
know,
you're.
which is why I need
Right.
four tickets.
So, yeah, so
And
the
then
way.
not only that, but they're on my personal and they're all
Right.
business
Right.
related.
Okay, gotcha. So we definitely want to get those off of there. So these programs are designed to term your, whatever you owe right now. Like, it's not going to stretch it out forever. It's going to get you on a program that'll help you pay this off, and you don't have to worry about it ever again. And it's not going to be on your personal credit in the meantime. Because you mentioned the 2673 payments, it's not going to be payments around that. It's going to be a little bit more because you're paying it off a lot sooner.
And
As I.
I mean, and I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with that if y'all can take up the if y'all can acquire the full debt.
Gotcha. So the amount that I'm working with right now looks like around maybe 50K, maybe a little bit more. However, the renewable resources. So if we get you, like, say on a 12-month program, you'll have an option of renewal in 6 months, which means that you'll get forgiven for the remaining interest that you owe, and we'll be able to get you more money to help finish off the rest of the debt. So you mentioned what's the 107K right now, right?
Yeah.
You said, and then what's the minimum that you wanted to take care of? Like 70 something?
73.
73, okay. If we get you around 50K right now, or maybe 55 something, a little bit more. I'm trying to see like what the absolute maximum that we can get you is. If we get you say like 50K right now, it'll be renewable in 6 months, meaning that we'll not only pay off whatever you owe left with us, but some additional cash on top. So like say you pay off 50K of that 73, you owe 23K, right? You following? And then in 6 months or so, you can pay the rest of that off with the additional cash we can get you. We just can't get it for you all at once, just given your current situation with like the debt to income ratio and bank statements and things like that. Let me see. Let me see here. Sorry, give me one sec.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so if we can get you like say 50 to 55K over 12 months as a renewable resource, will that work for you?
What would that monthly payment look like?
Let's see. So 55K over 12 months. Let me just do it without interest really quick, just so you can have a ballpark. So 55K over 12 months, that's 4,500 a month, 4,600 a month, and that's before interest. I would say with interest, maybe closer to like 6K or something over 12 months. Is that manageable for you, or is that too much? Because
Well, that
we
might
can.
be, is that almost doubles, if not more, what I'm currently doing.
Right, but it is going to wipe out a good portion of what you're paying per month, though. Keep in mind.
I know. And I get that part. But
Yeah.
I mean, the other way I can look at that too, if I put that same amount of money straight to the debts I have, it's gonna pay it off also in a quicker amount of time.
Right, and it's gonna go on your business credit too. It's not gonna affect your personal credit. So next time you need to buy a car, or if you're looking at getting a new house or something, you're not gonna get, you know, a terrible, terrible interest rate, because this is like all of this in the first place should honestly be on your business credit. So I would say that's probably like the most important thing, or one of the most important things in your current situations.
And then if it were to go out over 18 months, what would that look like?
If we do it over 18 months, let's see. So before interest, around 3K a month. With interest, I would say around like 4K, no more than like 4,400, 4,300 a month, I would say.
Okay, so that would be a little bit more manageable than an extra $6,000 a month for me.
Right. Okay, cool. And this will still be a renewable resource. So, but it won't be renewed until around, since it's an 18-month program we're looking at, it won't be renewed until around 9 months.
Okay, and then, and the most you'd be able to do is the $55,000?
I would say about $55,000, yeah. 54, 55, somewhere on there.
Okay.
Yeah, but like I said, it's a renewable source, so you'll be able to have options for more funds, typically around halfway through. And then, like I said, this is all going to go on your business credit as well, not personal. So you should see, like, literally an immediate impact on your FICO score once you get that cleared off of your personal credit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then y'all pull monthly or daily, or how does y'all...
For first-time customers, we'll typically split it up into daily micropayments. But if you prefer, like a lot of my customers prefer daily payments, some of them don't. What you can do, though, if you don't like the daily, is you can call at the beginning of the month and just pay for the entire month. Because it's going to be the same amount coming out of your account, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, or whatever, regardless of the frequency of the payments, right? So the way they're set up, you can actually make a payment ahead of the month, sort of like you would with your rent, you know what I mean? But otherwise, they're typically just on auto daily payments. It's 21 payments a month. It's not they don't go through on weekends or holidays.
And how much would that daily payment be?
Let's see. For the 18-month program, I would say no more than about $210 a day. Let me double check. Yeah, no more than like $205, $210 a day.
And then do y'all put a lien on my practice?
Nope. It's unsecured cash. It's not lien on your property or anything like that. So.
And is there a prepayment penalty?
There's no prepayment penalty as well. Okay. Let me just take a look, see if there's any other details about this one you'd need to know. So pretty much every working capital program is going to have some sort of origination fee. Typically, it's around 2.5%. I'm trying to work it down to about 1.5%, though. So that would just come right out of the proceeds of the loan. So if we get you $55K, let me take a look real quick. So typically if we're looking at $54K, typically a 2.5% O fee would be about $1,350, but I think I could bring it down to 1.5%. So it'll be like $800 or something like that. But that comes out of the proceeds of the loan. You don't have to cut a check for that. So I would say for the program that I'm looking at, you'd probably end up netting like $53,500, somewhere around there. I can put loan documents together for your review if you like, so you can kind of look them over. And then if it's something that you want to do, we can fund you typically within 24 hours.
Okay, and could you do it for the full $55,000?
Let's see. We can do $55K for 12 months. The 18 month, you'll net around $53.5. So $53,500. So they're pretty close. We're talking like a matter of like $1,000 or $500 or something like that.
Okay. If you could let me see both, what that would look like in writing on both of those.
Okay. Let me take a look. Okay. Yeah, I can get you more details. Can you send me a driver's license and a voided check, and I can put these documents together? Because in the contract, it'll have your bank account and everything specified, and then we, for the final contract, we've got to verify, like, just final things with your, like, identity and things like that as well. So, yeah, if you want to send me your copy of your driver's license and a voided check for that bank account, I'll put together documents for you to review.
Is it possible to review it before I send you that stuff?
No, unfortunately, because it's part of the contract. Like, your bank account and everything's written in. Just because you send those to us, there's no obligation, there's no penalty, there's no charges or anything like that. We just need it to put together a contract to review. Because otherwise, it'll just be a generic contract. It won't be personalized. So if you sign it, it's not going to mean anything. You know what I mean?
I don't need it to be personalized right now. I just want to see how the numbers lay out with the amount that y'all are able to offer the term, and then how much I'd be responsible for, and then from there we can formalize it.
Okay.
I just want to be able to have an idea as I'm weighing all my options out.
Okay, let me just call you back then, and I'll get you some final numbers. I just kind of wanted, before we get a final approval, I kind of just wanted to feel it out and see if it's even something that's going to work for you. Because, like, I know you're asking for a lot more than what we can do, so I didn't want to, like, come to you with the final approval, and you're like, oh, no, that's not going to help me at all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Not okay.
So I'll try to give you a call back within the next hour or so. I imagine you're probably going to be with patients, but whenever you find a few minutes after I give you a call, feel free to call me, and I'll be here.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, doctor. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.